Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome back, dear friends. Yes, it's May the 1st, 2014. Oh, my, and we are here. This is your, I'm Ambassador Hagen, and we are here broadcasting at the NPA Radio and Blog Talk Radio. Let's rejoin the International Ambassador for the First Fruits Prayer and Praise Lord call. God bless you.
Go up for one, claim it for yourself, and you never have to say anything except give that praise report that I, too, was healed during that time. And Sister Garnett was laying hands on her chest. You lay hands on your chest, and you can be healed. And, you know, sometimes you hear one say, oh, I have this wrong, and the other one come along and say the same thing, and two or three say the same thing. No, when you hear that first one, you claim your healing. That's when God moves. Move with the anointing. Move with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost has given power to tread upon serpents and all type of illnesses, sicknesses, and diseases. So we want to claim our healing. When you first hear, we don't have to even call it out. God already knows that the enemy is trying to attack you. So give it over to him. When you first hear it, claim your healing. Lock into that anointing and let the Holy Ghost work it out for you. Praise God. And at this time, we will be turning it back over into the hands of our most capable leader, Dr. Bernard Johnson, at this time. God bless you,
Dr. Cypher. And I have time for a couple more praise reports if you want to give.
All right. Amen. Praise God.
Anybody else want to give a praise report? Jump in there right now. I'm trying to move.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. This is Prophetess Miss from area code 870. I just thank God for Jesus, the man who knew no sin, but yet he
pushed the button.
I thank God that he's the author and the finisher of my faith. And I just want to say thanks, just like David said it, taste and see that the Lord is good. And why I'm saying that this morning, I don't want to ever lose my taste for the goodness of the Lord. I don't want to ever lose that taste and not have a reason to praise him. So I praise him for my right hand. I praise him for my fingers. I praise him for my left hand. And I praise him for my fingers. I praise him that I have a faith to put shoes on this morning. Glory to God. I thank God that he's given us dominion over all the enemy. Thank you, Jesus. And I just praise God for the first fruit prayer line. Thank God for you, Dr. Johnson, Lady Betty, Mother Johnson, all the household of faith. We are strengthened. We can do more together than we can apart. Thank you, Jesus, and God bless all of you on today.
All right. Thank you so much, Prophetess Smith. We appreciate that. Amen. Is there one more before we move? All right, jump in there if you're there. Anybody else? All right, God bless all of you. Thank you so much for all these praise reports. And I wonder, is Dr. Stern on the line this morning? If so,
I'm here, Dr. Stern. Thank
so
you,
much.
Yes,
you,
I'm here this morning. Praise the Lord. I'm here and doing well. Praise God for Jesus. I tell you, I was listening to all of the praise reports. Excuse me, Dr. Johnson, I'm here, so you want me to do what?
Won't you do the prayer request? Go ahead and give your praise report if you desire to do so, and get the prayer request for us. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Thanks of God. It's a good thing to be in the land of the living. We have crossed over into another month. Amen. This is the fifth month in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, 2014. And I tell you, we have prayer in our church on Wednesday nights. And I tell you, the saints of God prayed me crazy Amen. I don't mean crazy like crazy in the natural, but in the spirit realm. And I honor God every Thursday when I come on the First Fruit Prayer Line. Amen. I have had such an encounter with the Lord, and I thank God that I'm in a church where the saints of God know how to pray. I tell you, we had such an awesome time, and then my First Fruit Prayer Line, it just come along and just blessed me even more. I honor God this morning. I certainly want to give a praise to the Lord. I'm like Prophet Stiff. I don't ever want to get to a place where I cannot praise the Lord. I don't care what it is, what I'm doing, what come my way. Amen. I still have a praise for the Lord. That is my spirit. I just thank and praise God that I've been going through with my husband with the health. And praise the Lord up and down, up and down, up and down. But I'm not giving no inch, no glory to the devil whatsoever. And I thank God that, amen, he's out of that shoe and he was able to get his orthopedic shoes for diabetes on yesterday. And blessing. For some of you that don't know, my husband is a diabetic. I gave him a kidney. Will be three years this year. We're going next week, amen, to get our yearly report. And the doctor already said he's going to release me. Thank God, thank God, thank God. I don't have to go back to the doctor for that anymore. I really haven't had to go, but they had to check me out. Now, of course, my husband would have to go every year, but that's okay. Every year is more than every 3 months and every 3 days. Like he used to go. But I honor God this morning, and I thank him for what he's doing for me in my life. I may not understand everything that's going on, but I trust God enough to know that I'm in the right hands at the right time, and I'm in the hands and in the arms of Jesus. So I want to put that on record today, dear Jesus. When Dr. Pfeiffer say, tell the Lord good morning, I've been up early this morning. I've been up early. I've been in my word. I've been praying. I just thank God. I enjoy my moments like this in the presence of the Lord. And we want you to enjoy your moments. Whatever time God has given you, enjoy it. It's a seized moment. And I love to be in the presence of the Lord and the saints of the Lord. It's strength. Amen. God bless you all this morning. We want to open up for prayer. Amen. I certainly want to thank Dr. Johnson and Lady Betty and part of the prayer over me on yesterday. I tell you, I just kicked about all day long. It just built my spirit up. It was raining in Illinois, but it wasn't raining in my heart. Amen. I just walked right on through the rain. Amen. Like nothing was wrong. I thank you, Dr. Johnson. I thank you, Lady Betty, and I all the saints, Dr. Pfeiffer, and I know that we're praying one for another. And I honor God. I told my body last night, I thank God every time I hear my name, or if I don't hear it, I know you're praying for me. People don't have to pray for you, but I thank God for the prayer of the saints. It's important to know that the saints are praying, and I honor God for that. Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Would there be anyone this morning with a prayer request? You're on the line.
Sister Jerry, I'm asking for traveling grace. I have to go to Arkansas tomorrow morning. We will be leaving before day for the passing of my last uncle.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Jerry. Amen. It's a you have had an uncle to be with you that long, and that's should be a praise report, a rejoicing to know that you have an uncle back. Especially with you telling us last week what age you turned. Amen. And to have an uncle that long, that is nothing but grace. And I know that's a home going. Amen. And we shall pray for you. Amen. Anyone else with a praise report?
Excuse me,
the prayer request. Please forgive me. The prayer request, you're on the line.
Good morning, Dr. Stern. Can you hear me?
Ma'am, we hear you.
This is Charlotte Gray, 816. I have two families that I would like to put on the prayer request.
Yes.
Two families that have lost their homes. I'm asking God for miracles for two families that have lost their homes, one through a fire, and one through mortgage. So I am just asking God for prayer for these two families. Thank you.
Amen. We certainly will pray for them. Amen. God will answer. Amen. I've seen that happen, and I've seen God walk through it. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? You on the line?
Yes, Dr.
Yes, this is.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Sister Bottoms. I'm sorry. I would like to pray for myself strong in the Lord.
Sister who? I'm sorry. I didn't get your last name.
Bottom. B-O-T-T-O-M-S.
Sister Bottom, I just didn't hear it. God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. I would like to pray for myself that he would increase my finances and give me a full-time job at the job that I'm working at part-time. And I want to pray for all the homeless and the people without. And that is my prayer. Amen.
All right. Amen. We don't forget about others. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I think I heard Prophetess Stiff.
Yes, Dr. Stern.
God bless
praise
you.
The
I
Lord.
Do recognize some voices. Amen. Praise the Lord. Prophetess Stiff, you're on the line.
Dr. Stern, I want to put myself on the prayer line. And I am speaking tomorrow night at a women's convention in another jurisdiction, and it is an honor, and I thank God, and I'm humbled for that opportunity. And I just want you all to pray that souls would get saved, people delivered, miracles wrought, and God would be glorified. It's not me, but it is him. And I just want to pray that God really manifest his power in that service, and it's tomorrow night. Thank you.
Amen. Knowing you as I do and you hooked to Jesus full time is already done. I feel the impact already. I was just saying I wish I was there. Amen. To be in that service, to be a part of the blessing and encourage my sister. But we got your back. Amen. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Prophetess Stiff, anyone else with a prayer request this morning?
Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. Amen. When I hear
all
Mother
right,
Johnson.
I tell you, I'm asking a special prayer for my grandson. He has two sons, they need it so badly. The boy says nobody help him with his school related work. And he says, and nobody cares, and I don't care either. You know, it got to the point he just wants to keep up with his work. And he can't get to a problem, nobody to help him. So I'm asking a special prayer that God will bring him out from behind the walls and he can help his sons. Because he was real good at helping his son. And also I want to put myself on the prayer line this morning. I'm in need of prayer, and I pray, ask you to pray for Mother Johnson. Mother Johnson, that God can bless, bless, bless.
Praise the Lord. We shall do, Mother Johnson. You will be the first partaker of the fruit of the vine. Amen. Anyone else with a prayer request this morning? You're on the line.
One more,
Dr. Johnson. Say, jump in there. Amen. Jump in there while the anointing is up to its peak. Amen. Anyone else?
Sister Castile, unspoken prayer request, and also a spoken one for my church is where I'm off of work for 2 days. We are having our conference for 3 days and brought some speakers in. So we had prayer last night. So I just asked for unity, a prayer for the Spirit of God just to visit us and sit on us, and that the Lord will just make a great meeting for us for the next few days.
Amen. It is so. Amen. You ready for us to pray, Dr. Johnson?
Yes, let's pray.
Amen. Praise thanks God. We are Lord today with the first fruit of our lips, and that is, and Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this morning with a humble spirit, O God, with a broken and contrite spirit before you, O God. And we come, O God, first of all, to ask that you would forgive us of our sins, O God, in the name of Jesus. from the last time we came together time, oh God. We want the slate clean, oh God, that you will hear our cry and hear our call, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And now, God, as we have asked you to do that, now, God, we're coming and tapping into the throne room of the prayer room, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, this is a mission for us. First fruit prayer line is that we pray one for another, and we believe in you, oh God, for what we pray for. Oh God, it's by our faith that we believe this morning, and we pray, oh God, that everyone that is connected to the prayer line this morning and can hear the prayers of the righteous going forth, we pray, oh God, that they would tap into the Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and that they too would pray as we pray and lift up the name of Jesus on the first fruit prayer line. We come, oh God, and we're praying, oh God, for those that are on mute and for those that are first listeners on the first fruit prayer line, that we invite them in the Spirit. Oh, Holy Spirit, we invite you in, and you are welcome to come in and to lead and to guide us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We just want to thank you this morning, oh God, for Dr. Johnson, oh God, especially for the miracle that you placed on him on yesterday, that you allowed the angels to encamp all around about him, oh God, and no hurt and no harm came against him. And oh God, I know your word said, oh God, in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. And every tongue that rise against him, oh God, you shall condemn it, and you're still doing it. And we thank you, oh God, that he came back and gave us a praise report and lifted up the name of Jesus. And now, God, we thank you for him, and we pray that you continue to put your loving arms of protection around him. And God, this morning we ask that you touch Lady Betty this morning. We pray, oh God, that you lead and guide her and protect her from all hurt, harm, and danger. We just want to thank you for the woman of God. Oh, God, we know that she's in the background, and those that are in the background, oh, God, sometimes do more labor than those on the front line. But, God, we know all the work that do, it still speak for us in the name of Jesus. Everyone have their jobs and everyone is in their lane, and yet, God, you still get the glory. And now, God, we lift up, oh God, Mother Adelie Johnson, oh God, the mother of the nation and the mother to Dr. Johnson this morning. We come praying this morning, oh God, that you just touch right now, up under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh God, you give us strength this morning, oh God, that she go out through a busy day. We pray, oh God, that you touch her, oh God, and continue to heal her body, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for her strength this morning, oh God, in name of Jesus. Oh God, this morning, we hear the cry and a voice, oh God, for a grandson, oh God, and you're concerned, oh God, about Johnson, and you concerned about the things that she offered before you. Touch that son, grandson this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lift up the weary mind, oh God, and the weary head, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Make him to know, oh God, that he is love, because God is love, and he has enough love to go there and lift him up in the name of Jesus. We're asking you, oh God, to touch everybody, oh God, their sons and the grandsons and the daughters and the granddaughters. Oh God, I have a nephew, oh God, that I'm seeing him on Facebook. He lost his mother, oh God, some months ago, and now the enemy is making him think that don't nobody care and don't nobody. But we serve a God that is a God of love, and we touch and agree this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this morning, we put Sister Jerry before you, Lord God, and we pray, oh, God, this morning for traveling mercy as she go up and the highway, we bind the adversary, we pray, oh God, that the ministering angels will take her in and bring her back, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and God, when she get there, oh God, let her be a blessing to the family, in the name of Jesus, let her gird up strength to her, that she may be able to be a witness, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, that she had a loved one with us all these years, because we know that we're just traveling through her in the name of Jesus. And thank you, oh God, that she can go, oh God, and bless the finances on the way as she travels. In the name of Jesus, oh God, oh Lord, this morning, we just want to thank you again, oh God, as we look up, Sister Charlotte Gray, in the name of Jesus, bless you. Morning, we impart prayer over her, Lord God, a woman of grace, a young woman growing up in the admonition of the Lord, but she got a prayer request this morning, and we're going to bring it before you, oh God. She asked for two families, Lord, in particular, Lord God, and we place the all of the anointing on the family, oh God, that lost their home. Home in the fire, oh God, oh God, oh God, this morning, we know that you can replenish, oh God, we know that the latter end is greater, oh God, than the end of a thing, is better than the beginning thereof, in the name of Jesus, we know you're going to restore, oh God, provide a home for them, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we pray that prayer this morning, touch them, oh God, oh God, in the name of Jesus, you will restore, and you will replenish, in the name of Jesus, touch the family, oh God, that lost their home to the mortgage, but God, I know you got something better, in the name of Jesus, and we believe, and we touch and agree, that those families are going to be restored. We touch and agree this morning, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, we praise you right now again, because it's a praise behind every prayer, in the name of Jesus, oh God, this morning, remember Sister Bottom this morning, we thank you. Oh, God, bless her heart, Lord. Bless her strength, Lord God. Bless her endeavors, oh, God. Oh, God, oh, God, this morning. Oh, increase, Lord God. Oh, Jabez, pray the prayer. Increase territory. Bless her finances, Lord. And I know everyone that's listening about finances. Every one of us stand in need of a blessing. That area, and we know that you are a provider, you're Jehovah Jireh, the Lord our provider, and we stand on it today, Lord God, and now God, she's in need of a job, hallelujah, we don't care what the economy say, there's a job, full-time job for Sister Bottom. If she got the mind and the strength to work a full-time job, you got the power to do it, Lord God, and hear her humble cry. Oh, God, she asking for the prayer for homeless. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and every last one of us want to pray for the homeless. Oh, God, because PADS is over now. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. And we're praying, oh, God, for protection in the name of Jesus. We don't want to forget that we're blessed, that we have a roof over our head. And, God, I'm in an area in my church where they sleep up under the hedges. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. But now, oh, God, that spring is here. They're running them out. But, God, we pray, oh, God, for the homeless, that you get their mind together, because the homeless are good people, in the name of Jesus. their prospective saints in the kingdom of God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to your name this morning. We come, Lord God. Oh, Jesus, help us this morning as we pray. Pray through us this morning,
yes.
God. Prophetess Stiff, we thank you for the prophetess, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, oh God. You said in your word what you do for a prophet and for a prophetess. We'll get a prophet.
Yes, Lord.
This reward, and we're praying this morning, oh God, as she go into the vineyard, she's doing a good work, spreading the gospel of the good news, Lord God, that you touch her this morning, oh God, you've already given her the approval, in the name of Jesus, but double portion, oh God, on that night, oh God, let God rise, and the enemy be scattered. We place an anointing on her this morning, oh God, that let her know, and I know that she know, but she's just being careful for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, making her request, made known unto you, Lord God, because
yes.
We need. And we preach, Lord, touch prophetess of Stiff, Lord God, touch her like never before, because even when we preach, and even when we want to go to another level, in the name of Jesus, we don't want to be in the same level that we were on yesterday, because your mercies are new every morning, and new mercies she gonna see, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the cry, oh God, for the manifestation, the cry, God, that the people be delivered to her, in the name of Jesus. Your word is going to work through her, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And God, the request for souls to be saved. I was just praying this morning in my spirit, oh God, that souls got to come forth in the name of Jesus. We pray for the murderers. Oh God, it's a murdering spirit in the land, and we bind it up in the name of Jesus. It's everywhere. But God, we're praying that results will come. We stop the enemy's devices. We stop it in the name of Jesus. Kill it.
Tell me in a minute. Oh, here's it.
A clarion call in the spirit. Hallelujah. We got through the bad one. So
yes.
Now, God, we praising you for that. And now
thank
it's time
you.
For us to roll up our sleeves and be about our Father's business. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory to God. We got to work day, because when night come, can't no man work. Not talking about the natural light, the natural day, but the end, talking about the spirit realm. Oh,
yes.
Glory to God. Somebody pray for us, and we ought to thank God. The morning women, the Bible say, call on the morning women.
Yes, sir.
That travail, the women that would give up a meal, the women that would. God is already in your hands, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, you're praying, and we believe you for the same prayer, the church that, oh, God, for her church, for the service that's coming forth, that is unity in the spirit. And we know through the word that God is not the author of confusion, but God is a God that is in order. And, God, we speak it today, that eyes have not seen. mine, and ears have not heard, even us, when the Spirit goes, and when the people get lifted up, we get joy in seeing God work. In the name of Jesus, let not your heart be troubled, Sister Castile, for the Lord thy God is with you wheresoever you go. If you bold enough to call for unity, God has already the spirit of unity, and not only unity, it will follow love, joy, peace. Let God get the glory. All you supposed to do is just pray and watch God work. Hallelujah. And now, God, place a prayer on everyone on the prayer line this morning. We acknowledge you in all our ways. Direct our path this morning. Don't let us do nothing that you didn't call for. Let us be wise in the spirit, Lord God. We thank you this morning, and we praise you for everything, Lord God. We know that prayer works. If nothing else works, we know that prayer works, and we know that we serve a God that is able to do anything. Hallelujah. He can keep us from falling according to the word of God. He's able to raise up the dead. He's able to bring them out of prison. He's able to deliver her. But we got to call on him, trust him, and walk by faith, not by sight. And we respect that word, and we eat it up. Hallelujah. And that word's profound, and it was a light unto my feet, and a light unto my pathway. And we, oh God, we live off the word. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. We praise you, and we honor you. We bow before you. We walk around. We lift up our hands because you are worthy. I don't know nobody else is worthy like our God. Our God, he's an awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. He's awesome. He's awesome, somebody.
Yes.
Oh, yes, he is. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. We rest on this today, Lord. Believe you, oh God.
Thank you.
We believe you. For all spoken and unspoken. God, you know the spoken. And you just shown up unspoken. In
thank
the mighty
you.
Name of God, let us leave in peace, and let the peace
thank
of God
you.
Rest in us and rule and abide. Oh, God,
thank
the old
you.
Thing
thank
used
you.
To say from henceforth and evermore, God, and will forevermore, God. We've been in the henceforth. Now, God, this is a generation of people that I believe
glory,
on the God. About God. They are no strangers to the Lord. They know God in the presence of their sin. They know what God can do. That's why we come together and bombard heaven. We're going to take over the convention this year with the rod of the shield. I told my people last night, don't leave out without the whole armor of God. We're coming in with the whole armor of God. We're setting it up now. We're coming in like a troop, like they do in the service. And we're coming in, and everybody going to be in step. Everybody going to be on one accord. We're just going to be so happy and so anointed until the anointing is going to leap out and somebody going to hear that there are some crazy saints over there that don't mind praising, don't not mind praying, don't mind getting ugly, because God is going to give the glory out of a billion praise convention. And it shall be the greatest convention, because every round go higher and higher. Oh, glory to God. Somebody tell me to stop this morning. I just feel the presence of the Lord. Somebody say, hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My. Glory to God. Glory to God. Bishop Dr. Johnson, back into your hands. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Prayer line, 7 p.m., the youth prayer line. And I want to announce to you, I think that was of the Lord. Amen. This Monday, I'm going to start a 30-day fast. Amen. Fasting from 12 midnight to 3 o'clock in the afternoon. 30-day fast. Monday. Amen. We all started. Those who would like to join us, the Lord bless you and keep you. If you'd like to, require any of you to join us. But we'll be going on a 30-day fast beginning Monday. Lord is going to do some mighty things for us. And we do thank him for him in advance. Amen. God bless you. Don't forget the youth prayer line tonight at 7 o'clock. The Lord bless all of you and keep you in something good. It's going to happen to you this very day. Just believe it and receive it and grab it. The Lord bless you and keep you. Make his face to shine upon you. Whatever you're going through, it's going to be all right. Praise the Lord. It's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Have a wonderful day. See you back
bless
again. 7 o'clock for the youth prayer line and tomorrow morning at 6 a.m.
Thank you.